Hello everybody, welcome to Mertiforms. Welcome to a new podcast that myself, David Slayton, has created. I'm going to be talking about various murders, various serial killers. It's going to be sort of like my favorite murders. I'm going to be talking about a bunch of them. I'm going to be talking about my favorites, actually. This is going to be very poorly made, so if you're wanting a professional podcast, go watch something else. This is just going to be me having a fun time, me talking. This is going to be sort of like, just an information giver. I'm going to be talking about different murders, different serial killers, like I just said. And today, we are going to be talking about Samuel Littles. We're going to be talking about his confirmed victims, how he killed them, who he was as a person. Now, Samuel Little was probably the most prolific serial killer in history. His confirmed body count initially was 34, sandwiching between John Wayne Gacy and Ted Bundy. But it was raised to even more for any number of of 61 in June 2019. Now, needless to say, such a guy like him sparked my curiosity, and his victims are certainly no exception to my essays. However, even before his number of victims were raised to 61, only 8 of them have ever been made public, one of whom remains unidentified. Now, the 8 that were released to public were Anna Stewart, Mary Jo Payton, Carol Alford, excuse me if I mess this up, Guadalupe Abodaca, Audrey Nelson, an unidentified woman, Rose Evans, and Denise Christie. So, every big serial killer has its doubts and numbers. Now, Samuel definitely had different theories of numbers. One of them were 93. I wouldn't go all the way of a big jump. It seems like a big jump. Samuel Little, I wouldn't say he got what he deserved. He should be well known. He drew a bunch. The FBI released serial killers, Samuel Little's drawings of victims. Now, he drew his victims. So, the killings took place across the U.S. between 1970 and 2005. Very long time, wasn't killed. He was 78 when he confessed to killing 90 people over 3 decades later, while already serving 3 life sentences for murder. So, that's where 93 comes in. Investigators say he targeted marginalized and vulnerable women, and that some of their bodies weren't identified and deaths uninvestigated. Having heard of his confessions, they believe that's where he became one of the most prolific serial killers in history. Samuel Little was a former competitive boxer who would knock his victims out with punches before strangling them, meaning that there were not always obvious signs that the person had been killed. Now, they are hoping that Little's drawings can help them find out who the victims were so that the families can be notified. Now, I'm getting this information from the BBC News article. He was a very, very big killer. A psychopath, a sociopath. Just crazy man. Now, Samuel Little was born on June 7th, 1940, in Reynolds, Georgia, to a mother he claimed was a lady of the night. Soon after his birth, Little's family moved to Lorain, Ohio, where he was brought up mainly by his grandmother. He attended Hawthorne Junior High School, where he had problems with discipline and achievement. Now, in 1956, after being convicted for breaking and entering into property in Omaha, Nebraska, Little was held in an institution for juvenile offenders. Now, that's the kickstart to his future life. Little moved to Florida to live with his mother in the late 20s, working at various times at a cemetery worker. An ambulance attendant, according to him, and a day laborer, as noted by Tommy Abdullah in the Honolulu Star Advertiser. Little reported that he then began traveling more widely and had more run-ins with the law. In 1961, Little was sentenced to 3 years in prison for breaking and entering into a future store in Lorain. He was released in 1964. By 1975, he had been arrested 26 times in 11 states for crimes including theft, assault, attempted rape, fraud, and attacks on government officials. He spent much of his time with prostitutes and pimps. In 1982, Little was arrested in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and charged with the murder of 22-year-old prostitute Melinda LaPree, who had gone missing in September that year. A grand jury declined to indict Little for the murder of LaPree. However, while under investigation, Little was transferred to Florida to be brought to trial for the murder of the 26-year-old, Patricia Mount, whose body was found in September 1982. Prosecution witnesses identified Little in court as a person who spent time with Mount on the night before his disappearance. Due to mistrust of witness testimonies, Little was acquitted in January 1984. Now, Little moved to California, where he stayed in the vicinity of San Diego. In October 1984, he was arrested for kidnapping, beating, and strangling Lori Barros, 22 years old, who survived. 1 month later, he was found by police in the backseat of his car with an unconscious woman, also beaten and strangled, in the same location as the attempted murder of Barros. Little served 2.5 years in prison for both crimes. Now, you ask me, 2.5 years seem unjust. He beaten these females, he just ruined their lives, only to be served 2.5 years. If he was served a longer time, there could have been a change of his future. Upon his release in February 1987, he immediately moved to Los Angeles and committed upwards of 10 more murders. Little was arrested on September 5th, 2012, at a homeless shelter in Louisville, Kentucky, after authorities used DNA testing to establish that he was involved in the murder of Carol Alford, killed on July 13th, 1987, Guadalupe Apodaca, killed on September 3rd, 1987, and Audrey Nelson, killed on August 4th, 1989, and three women were killed and later found on the streets of L.A. He was extradited to L.A., where he was charged on January 7, 2013. A few months later, the police said that Little was being investigated for involvement in dozens of murders committed in the 1980s, which until then had been undisclosed and in connection with the new circumstances in Mississippi. The LaPree murder case was reopened. In total, Little was tested for involvement in 60 murders of women committed in territory of many U.S. states. The trial of Samuel Little for the murders of Alfred Nelson and Abbotacock began in September 2014. Prosecution presented DNA testing results as well as testimony of witnesses who were attacked by the accused at different times throughout his criminal year. On September 25th, Little was found guilty and sentenced to life imprisonment without possibility of parole. On the day of the verdict, Little continued to insist on his innocence. As June 16, Little was serving a sentence to the California Police, Los Angeles County. Now, his later confessions. On November 9th, 2018, which was just last year, Little confessed to the 1996 fatal strangulation of Melissa Thomas. On November 13th, 2018, Little was charged with the 1994 murder of Denise Christie Brothers in Odessa, Texas, after having confessed the crime to a Texas Ranger in May 2018. Little pleaded guilty to the murder of Brothers on December 13th and received another life sentence. The Ector County, Texas District Attorney and Wise County Sheriff's Office was also announced on November 13th that Little had confessed to dozens of murders and may have also committed more than 90 across 14 states between 1970 and 2005. On November 15, 2018, the Russell County, Alabama District Attorney announced that Little had earlier that month confessed to the 1979 murder of 23-year-old Brenda Alexander, whose body was found in Phoenix City. On November 16, 2018, Macon, Georgia, sheriffs announced that Little had credibly confessed to the 1977 strangling murder of an unidentified woman and the 1982 strangling murder of 18-year-old Fredonia Smith. In the fall of 2018, Little confessed to the 1982 murder of 55-year-old Dorothy Richards and the 1996 murder of 40-year-old Daisy McGuire. Both of their bodies were found in Houma, Louisiana. On November 19th, 2018, Harrison County, Mississippi Sheriff Troy Peterson said that the Little had confessed to the strangling 36-year-old Julia Critchfield in the Gulfport area in 1979 and dumping her body off a cliff. On November 20th, 2018, Lee County, Mississippi law enforcement Little had admitted to killing 46-year-old Nancy Carol Stevens in Tupelo in 2005, and then at the case be presented to a grand jury in January 2019 on November 21st, 2018, Richland County, South Carolina. Authorities announced that Little had confessed to murdering 19-year-old Evelyn Weston, whose body was found near Fort Jackson in 1978. Little has also confessed to having killed 20-year-old Rosie Hill in Marion County, Florida in 1982. November 27, 2018, Federal Bureau of Investigation announced that Violent Criminal Apprehension Program team had confirmed 34 of Little's confessions was working to match the remainder of Little's confessions to known murderers or suspicious deaths. Little began making the confessions in exchange for a transfer out of the Los Angeles County prison in which he was being held. One included his confession to a previous cold case homicide in Prince George's County, Maryland. Previously, one of only two homicide cases in that county with unidentified victims. In December 2018, Little was indicted for strangling Linda Sue Boyd, 23, to death in May 1981 in Warren County, Kentucky. Her body was found on May 15, 1981, near U.S. Route 68. One of Little's victims was identified in December 2018 as Martha Cunningham of Knox County, Tennessee. It was 34 years old when Little murdered her in 1975. On May 31st, 2019, Cahokia County, Ohio prosecutors announced indictments with 4 counts of aggravated murder and 6 counts of kidnapping that accused Little of killing Mary Jo Peyton in 1984 and Rose Evans in 1991 in Cleveland. Both victims were strangled and dumped. The body of Rose Evans, 32, was found on August 24, 1991, in vacant lot on East 39th Street. She left her hometown of Binghamton in New York when she was 17. Evans had been strangled, according to coroner Elizabeth K. Baldrige. As for Peyton, an anthropologist had to create a model of what she looked like, but she remained unidentified until 1992, when Cleveland put her thumbprint in a FBI database and got a match. Little picked up Peyton at a bar near East 105th and Euclid Avenues. He described her as short, plump woman in her 20s with brown hair. Little also confessed to killing another Cleveland woman in 1977 or 1978. The woman murdered in 1978 was found on March 18, 1983 in Wellhoby Hills, according to the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. She was likely black and somewhere between 17 and 35 years old. The woman's body had been dumped down a grassy slope near a fence in a wooded area just off Interstate 271. When her body was found by a man walking his dog, only her skeleton, some clothing, and jewelry remained. Little Rose also confessed to killing one woman in Akron, two in Cincinnati. One of the bodies were dumped outside of Columbus, and one woman he met in Columbus and disposed of in Kentucky. Of the two women Little murdered in Cincinnati, one was identified as Anna Stewart, 33, whose body was dumped in Grove City. Stewart was last seen on October 6, 1981, getting out of a cab in General Hospital to see her sister in the hospital, now UC Medical Center. She was killed on October 11th. He killed the other woman between 1980 and 1999. The Jane Doe was anywhere from 15 to 50. As the details of her age and the date of the murder are unclear, she was black, slender, wore glasses, and lived in an over-the-rhine neighborhood of Cincinnati with a heavy female Hispanic. Little left her beside a cool cigarette billboard in Ohio on June 7th, 2019. Little was indicted in Hamilton County, Ohio for murdering the two women in Cincinnati. He was suspected for, like I said, many, but he was confirmed for also many. He was confirmed for 90. There were many unnamed people. Many Jane, unconfirmed, not known people. Now, his personal life was not very big. Little had a long-term girlfriend, Jean. Since deceased, who supported them both through shoplifting for years. Now, he uses a wheelchair and suffers from diabetes and a heart condition. Now, his crimes are detailed in an episode of the podcast My Favorite Murder, as I mentioned earlier. It's one of my favorite podcasts. It's funny, those two girls are killing it right now. Features in the episode Bomb Grid on April 4th, 2019. Now, he was a very corrupted man throughout his whole life, always getting in trouble with the law since a very young age. Shoplifting, stealing, are the same thing. He only got to high school. He never went to college. He was apprehended on September 5th, 2012, and since then he has always had life imprisonment. Now, he 93 plus claimed, like I said, he was linked to 61. And he was only convicted for 4. If you were affected by his life, this man, you wouldn't say you know, killing 93 plus people wouldn't deserve life. Now, just because I'm a person, you know, I'm young, I'm a teenager, I shouldn't know this stuff as well. I feel like he should be on death sentence. Now, death sentence is a very uncorrupt thing, but for people who kill this many people, life isn't just. He should get a way out. I mean, he obviously doesn't like where he's at for, you know, confessing to so many. With a short personal life, there isn't much to talk about besides him being a serial killer. He moved around a bunch, he got arrested, then moved to Florida, worked various times at the cemetery, and then killed. Very corrupt life. He's now 79 years old, almost 80. He turned 79 actually June 7th, so he turns 80 next year, of course, that's how years work. And was a very psychopathic, sociopathic man. You have to be killing 93 people, as he claims. And to be not turning yourself in for the span of 1970 to 2005. I mean, 2005 was his last claimed murder, and he got arrested in 2012. That's a big difference. And if he wasn't arrested for 2.5 years, if he was arrested more for assault and strangulement and ruining these two girls' lives, his whole life could have been different. A lot less murders. Maybe no murders at all. I mean, maybe some people are just born evil. This is definitely one of them. He got unjust. He was jailed wrongfully for 2.5 years. Now, that is everything I have for Samuel Little. You can check out the BBC article. You can check out the wiki. Those are the two things I got sourced from. He's a very interesting man. His murders were definitely old school. Strangled, beaten, boom, dead. And so, that is it for this first podcast episode. I hope you enjoy. It's raw. It's not amazingly made. But if you like it like that, I mean, I know some people like to listen to me mess up. I don't know why. But it's a good listen. A good short listen. I mean, these podcasts are going to be an hour long every time. So please check it out. And thank you for listening. All right.